This is the Rich Eisen Show.
My gosh, the Brooklyn Nets, Blake.
Live, the Rich Eisen Show. From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I'm excited for the opportunity. I mean, obviously, they're a great team, and I'm happy to be a part of that organization.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, co-host of Good Morning Football, Kyle Brandt. Still to come, ESPN college football analyst Todd McShay, plus co-host of the Dream Team Tapes podcast, J.A. Adonde. And now,
don't get too cute.
It's Rich Eisen.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show on a busy Wednesday. And it is a busy Wednesday because the number that NFL teams have been hoping to hear to figure out their 2021 plans has finally hit, a cap number of $182.5 million, which is 8% less than the previous cap. And that is no bueno for a ton of teams that was hoping to have the cap maybe stay as flat as possible. That's a player or two, at least. A significant player or two for teams that they might have to go without or start working their cap magic. Chris Brockman and Mike Del Tufo in their chairs, our social media grandmaster T. Jefferson in his chair. We already talked with Kyle Brandt of Good Morning Football. I went over and over and over again. Check it out on our YouTube feed, youtube.com. We came on the air in our first hour with all the cap numbers that quarterbacks represented in the last 10 years. We now have a full decade's worth of a sample size in the new, if you will, NFL collective bargaining world where draftees weren't paid at the top of the flow chart type of money because they were drafted in the top five of an NFL draft. They were then slotted. So you had to earn your paycheck if you were a top five draft choice with what you had on the field in the first 4 to 5 years of your career. That's the way we've now done it for 10 Super Bowl seasons. And four of those Super Bowls were won by teams that had a quarterback on a rookie contract, and six of those were won by a team with a starting quarterback on a second, third, or in the case of Tom Brady, umpteenth contract. And the other quarterbacks who won off of their rookie year, outside of their rookie year, were named Manning, Peyton, and Eli. That's it. So do you build a team by making sure that your quarterback doesn't eat up a ton of your cap space? You better win it now in the first few years when the quarterback's on a rookie deal, which means you better hit on your draft choices. And on that front, let's bring in our friend from ESPN, fresh off of his first big mock draft. They had a whole show about it on the Worldwide Leader in Sports. Our friend Todd McShay back here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Todd?
Doing well, Rich. How you doing, man?
I am doing fine. I'm looking at these cap numbers, right, that teams are trying to build around their quarterbacks right now. And I'm wondering, would I rather be in a boat with, say, Lamar Jackson taking up only 1.6% of my cap, Josh Allen 3.6% of my cap, or would I rather be in the boat, like, say, with Dak 10%, Jimmy G 13.5%, Mahomes 13%, Aaron Rodgers 20%? I'm wondering if this is the stuff that you're talking about with evaluators also as they're looking at all 22.
Yeah, it's part of it. It really is. And what you have to decide is, are you getting something equal to or better than what you currently have at that position? And that's really the struggle. And where you are drafting, are you capable of getting a player that you think could be as good as the quarterback that you have? And that's the struggle right now. We know that Jacksonville's going to take Trevor Lawrence with that first pick. And then after that, it's all up in the air. You know, what do the Jets do with Sam Darnold? You know, are they going to move him for, in part because of these reasons, and maybe in part because they love Zach Wilson, if that's the case? You know, that's the organizational struggle that's going on with a lot of these teams, especially the ones that are picking high, you know, in this year's draft.
So then let's break it down then. Let's get into that Jets decision. What do you think their decision is, you know, on Darnold and or Zach Wilson, or using a lot of their draft capital that they have earned by trading away players like, say, the Prez, Jamal Adams, to go maybe make a blockbuster deal for Deshaun Watson or even Russ? What do you think is going on in Joe Douglas's mind right now?
Yeah, my guess is, knowing Joe and knowing kind of how he was raised in the business with Ozzie Newsome and just piling picks and building an organization from the draft, that's the route he's going to go. Now, he and everyone else who's, you know, quarterback needy, Carolina, Atlanta, et cetera, they're kind of waiting to see where some of these quarterbacks go in terms of the veterans, and we'll see with free agency as some of the guys get sorted out and the trades. But ultimately, if you think Zach Wilson is going to be anywhere close to as good as Sam Darnold, then I think the move is to try to move Sam Darnold and get some more draft capital for him and build the whole organization in a two-year span. I mean, the Jets have two first-rounders this year, two first-rounders next year. I want to say 8 picks in the first 3 rounds combined. So they've got a lot to work with. And then if you are able to move Sam for whatever the compensation is, let's say it's a pair of 2s or a 1 and a 4, whatever it is, then you have that in addition to what you already have. So you bring in Zach from BYU, and you're going to struggle for a year or two, but then you have the organization that you're looking to build 2 years down the road.
What's your evaluation of Zach Wilson compared to Sam Darnold when he was coming out of USC? Because we talked to Coach Satani of BYU, and the way he talked about Zach Wilson being a gamer, being all about ball, he doesn't play video games, he watches film of the NFL. It sounded exactly like what I heard about Darnold coming out of USC, quite frankly.
Yeah, they're actually really similar, and I get asked this question a lot, obviously, because the decision that the Jets are going to have to make. And the similarities are, yes, the maturity and loving ball, but I also think kind of the magic inside the pocket, the ability to extend plays, change arm angles, and sense where the rushers are coming from. Now, you look at Sam in the NFL and you say, well, your evaluation was off, but you also have to look at the supporting cast. I mean, he's never had a good offensive line. At best, he's had an average offensive line. He's never had – I mean, who's his best wide receiver that he's had during his career? Who's the best running back that he's had? And there's been no sustaining of those players that have come in and out. So I still think Sam Darnold can be a really, really high-end starter in the league, but it might be time for a scene change, if you will, to go somewhere else and to kind of start over. And if not, then the Jets have to sit there at number 2 and probably trade back for a team that's trying to move up, like Carolina, as I mentioned, from 8 to 2, or Atlanta from 4 to 2, to go get Zach Wilson and take advantage of that as well. So they have options, but, I mean, make no mistake, Joe Douglas this year and next year in the draft will define kind of his legacy and what the Jets organization will be for the next 10 years.
Todd McShay here on the Rich Eisen Show. Look, Todd, I mean, everyone knows I'm a Jet fan, you know, but I am talking about it significantly because they are the major domino of the draft.
Absolutely.
And potentially free agency with some of their decision making. And so let's wave a wand and say that the best spot for Sam Darnold would be what? And let's include the fact that Mike LaFleur is bringing in the Shanahan system, or is it best for him to go to the actual Shanahan system? Wave a wand and say the best spot for Sam Darnold would be this place because he deserves to have this happen for him after everything that you just chronicled. Go for it.
I think Carolina would be really interesting. And I just look at them last year, and they're a better team than people think. They had 8 games that they lost by 1 score. And they need a dude at that position, a guy who can finish off drives in the fourth quarter. So to me, you know, they're sitting back at number 8 in the draft this year, and they can't control what they can do necessarily, because we could see Trevor Lawrence go 1, Zach Wilson go 2, Justin Fields, Trey Lance all go in the top 4 picks, and who knows what's going to happen with Mac Jones. And I know they like Mac Jones a whole lot from the Senior Bowl, but I would rather have Sam Darnold, even though I'm going to have to pay him a lot more moving forward than Mac Jones. But Darnold, to me, just would add that value and may take them from a team that's picking 8 overall to a team that's making a run in the playoffs.
Now, normally, Todd McShay, we'd be coming back from the combine right about now.
I know,
after
right?
After seeing a bunch of kids spin it, and then maybe a couple of kids not because their agent said don't, and I'd be pissed because I'm sitting in the booth trying to make some chicken salad out of that moment. But evaluate these guys right now. Obviously, there's no combine. We've seen a pro day out of Trevor Lawrence. Give me your quarterback evaluations as we sit here prior to the new league year starting.
Well, Trevor Lawrence, to me, is, I have the highest grade on him that I've had on a quarterback since going back to 2012 with Andrew Luck. And we all know his ability. The only question I have, because I don't know, is how does he process information and all sorts of those things. And it's been tough for teams this year without the one-on-one contact to really dive into all that. But his maturity, his leadership and the way his demeanor on the sideline. I've done 9 games live with him the last 3 years, and just watching him after, you know, incomplete passes that were drops and interceptions and touchdowns and all the other things. He never wavers. Zach Wilson is different, and it's a different evaluation because 2 years ago he had a shoulder injury and he had a hand injury, but this past year he comes out and plays in a strange season against not great competition, but was exceptional and showed a lot of Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Baker Mayfield kind of qualities in terms of the ability to extend plays and just make plays and have those instincts. So I think Zach Wilson is clearly the number 2 quarterback in this class, and I'll be shocked if he's not the number 2 pick. Then after that, it gets interesting because Justin Fields from Ohio State is so physically gifted, and he has good football intelligence, but he played in a system where everything was kind of tailored for him. It was quarterback friendly, and he likes to see his receiver come open. And as you know, in the league, you've got to be able to anticipate throws and kind of trust where your receivers are going to be. And that's one area that he has to develop. And then Trey Lance had one game, and the strangest game I've ever seen in college football, a showcase game against Central Arkansas. He has just 17 starts coming out of North Dakota State, and he played at the small school level. So you're talking about 4 quarterbacks that could all go in the top 4, but they're very different prospects because of all those reasons. And then Mac Jones bursts on the scene this year after just 4 starts the prior year when Tua Tagovailoa got injured at Alabama and got better and better and better. But he's not as mobile as Trevor or Zach or Fields or Lance. So he's got to play great with his mind, and he's got to be extremely smart and understand what defenses are doing. And he showed that. Steve Sarkisian said, you know, I gave him towards the end of the season more install packages than I have ever with any quarterback that I've worked with at the college level. So they're 5 unique guys. They're all supremely talented, but they're all very different, too. And that's what makes the evaluation so unique, because you talk to guys in the league, and one team loves Trevor. Another team says, well, Zach might be the best quarterback. You know, it just depends on who you talk to.
So then who are you talking to that you can that all right, instead of that, hold on, let me rephrase that. Which teams do you think are in the first round quarterback market? Who do you think is true? Like, who are you hearing?
Jacksonville clearly.
No, obviously, yes. I mean, outside of you know, Jets, Jacksonville, Carolina.
Yeah, I think Carolina is starving for a quarterback, because of the reasons that I stated earlier.
Right.
So it won't shock me at all if they make a move up, if assuming they don't get a quarterback in free agency or trade. Atlanta's the most interesting team because Matt Ryan, the cap hit that you're going to take over the next couple of years, I think Matt Ryan still has a lot of good football left in him. And it wouldn't shock me at all if Matt Ryan was still Atlanta's starter in 2 years. I'm not talking just next year, 2 years. But do you want to bring in a quarterback now and develop him, especially a guy like a Trey Lance from a small school with just 17 starts, so that you're set for your future? So those are the 4 teams to me that really jump out. And then, you know, you look at Chicago after that down the line. New England, what's New England going to do with their quarterback situation? So there are several teams. Denver's another one as well. And San Francisco, I didn't mention, who I had trading up in this recent mock draft in number 9 to go get Mac Jones. So there are 5 quarterbacks that should go in the first round, and there are about 7 teams right now that have quarterback needs. Now, how that shifts with free agency and trades is what we're all kind of waiting to see.
Yeah, I want to dwell on the New England for a second, certainly because if you say San Francisco is going to be going for Mac Jones, that means Jimmy G might be available, and that might be a fit too. Certainly because, you know, here are the names of the quarterbacks that Bill Belichick has drafted, okay? Tom Brady, yeah. Obviously. Rohan Davey, Cliff Kingsbury, Matt Castle, Kevin O'Connell, Zach Robinson, Ryan Mallett, Jimmy G, Jacoby Brissett, Danny Etling, and Jarrett Stidham. First rounders, none of them are first rounders. So
that's what I've been saying, and I told our graphics people to build that exact graphic because I don't think, and you know what, every time I think something about New England, they wind up doing the opposite. So take it for what it's worth.
Yes.
but I just get the sense that Bill will wait. And he'll try to see what's going on with the free agents and the movement and see what happens. But I don't envision him giving away multiple draft picks to go up into the top 7-8 spots to go get a quarterback, especially when, just to make this clear, it's Trevor, and then there's a gap. And then it's Zach Wilson, and then there's a gap. And then those other three quarterbacks you can kind of debate, in my opinion. And so I don't know that you're trying to move up. What does it cost to move up from 15 to 2 to go get one of the two top quarterbacks? And otherwise, is it worth giving up all those draft picks in order to get one of the, you know, the third, fourth, or fifth best quarterback in this class? I don't personally think so, and I just don't envision Bill Belichick doing that.
Last couple minutes here with Todd McShay, NFL draft analyst, college football analyst, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. The concept of Herbert's much better than Tua because of what we just saw from their rookie years. How do you handle that process of evaluation?
I think you have to give Tua time. You know, obviously Herbert outplayed him, but Tua practiced well enough and showed enough to the coaching staff to get an opportunity to play. And we all such short-term memory. I mean, this guy, I was standing 10 yards from him when he suffered that hip injury. And he had to bounce back from that. We didn't. Most people thought, including myself, that he would just redshirt this past year, take the year off, and continue to get right physically. So he's come a long way from what we saw with that injury to where he was last year. Now he obviously has to play better. And you hear some things coming out of Miami. I don't know, you know, what's true and what's not true at this point. But I certainly wouldn't give up on a quarterback after the first year. I mean, we've seen so many times with guys that have had really brutal rookie seasons that have gone on to be Hall of Famers. So you got to give these quarterbacks a little bit of time. And to your point, when we opened the segment, you know, teams are now so much more willing to move quarterbacks after 2-3 years and just move on from them. Josh Rosen's a great example, and that worked out really well so far for Arizona, but I still think you got to develop these guys and you got to give them time, and especially in Tua Tagovailoa's situation coming off that hip injury, you got to give them a minute.
Well, I mean, you know, the Cardinals moved on from Rosen because they had the first overall selection and Kyler Murray and could start the clock again with somebody with a greater physical skill set, you would say, than obviously Josh Rosen. And the Jets, if they move on from Darnold, they would move on for somebody that they would start the clock with all over again. Would you move Tua for Deshaun Watson if you're Miami? Because you know that Deshaun would probably not mind going to Miami. South Florida is apparently on his hit list, and they do have the number. I mean, Miami, for starters, could just flip Tua and also Houston's first-round draft pick back. Would you do that if you're Miami? Would you do that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
No question.
Well, I mean, obviously, there'd be more. It would probably be a lot more expensive than just what I just mentioned.
It would be the eighth pick. What Miami's at 18, I think, is their second pick. And probably, you know, at least another first round or maybe two more first round picks.
You'd do that.
But yeah, I would do it. I would do it for Deshaun. I would. And I just told you all the reasons that I think you should be patient with Tua. But Deshaun has proven. You know what you're getting. He's still young. He wants to go somewhere where the situation is better and there's more consistency. And Miami, believe it or not, and I know they're picking at 8, and I know, you know, they've had so many problems for so many years, but this is the best organization that Miami's had in terms of the coaching staff and their front office in a long – since I've been doing this, actually. So, you know, about 20 years.
So then last one for you. What if you're the Bears, who would probably have to take out a second and third mortgage on their houses, plus Khalil Mack and Roquan Smith? Would you do that for Deshaun? Would you do that?
I would. I would love to just give away draft picks and not give away those two standouts on the defensive side. But, yeah, you're going to have to give up a lot, especially picking it at 22. I mean, and everyone knows that they're quarterback hungry and that they want to get up in the top 10 if they can't get a veteran quarterback. So you have them right where you want them. So you're probably going to get a better deal out of Chicago in terms of the long term. If that's how it all works out. But, yeah, I would. In either situation, I would. If I was Miami or Chicago, if I had a chance to get Deshaun and it wasn't completely unreasonable, it's going to be unreasonable, but yes, as long as it's not beyond that, I would make the move.
Todd, appreciate the time. Thank you. Let's do this again soon. Really, always enjoy our chats. At McShay13 on Twitter, at TMcShay on Instagram. Follow Todd McShay. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. The Bears have got to think twice. Didn't Kyle Branch say that they'd set a ticker tape parade down? He said the Field Museum, probably Michigan Avenue before the Field Museum,
probably
all the way
probably
down to the Field Museum, which is a long way, if anybody knows Chicago. But, that's why Miami's got the capital and the young quarterback
to
just flip back.
Yeah, and the guy.
Hey, because Tua's not going to look at David Culley like, I didn't want you. I don't mind that you're here, but the owner is just, did you hear what Jack Easterby had to say? Like that's all new.
Poor David Culley.
I know. 65 years old, first gig, all of that.
Should be in the twilight of his life.
It's not his fault.
All right, when we come back, Tom Brady talk. Not only because we got to see behind the curtain as to how TB12 works,
I plead the fifth.
But also a lot of these cap numbers. I want to hit that a little bit more in a second with you. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Hello, Dane Cook.
Rich, how are you?
How are you? Boston Red Sox t-shirt?
Yes.
Now we're talking.
I had to rep.
True or false that you have intercepted Tom Brady at one point?
I did a charity event for Best Buddies back in Boston.
That's his charity, yeah. Right? That he has his game.
Yeah, he plays quarterback for both teams. Very last play of the game, my team's down.
Yes.
I see Tom. He's going to throw this cute kid who's, you know, been excited to get a ball thrown to him all day. So I see Tom's elbow line up. I go, this kid's not getting this ball. So I ran over and I jumped in front of this kid, pulled it down, ran it in for the game-winning touchdown. And he signed the ball. I got it in my living room.
Are you proud of yourself?
I picked six off Tom.
I know, that's
Brady.
Fine. I understand that. But you,
I made a kid cry for that ball.
You stepped in front and you high-stepped Tom Brady.
Are you kidding me? That's the only way I was ever going to intercept Tom Brady.
So here's another one. Is it true that you were in the room when Tom Brady met Giselle?
That is true. That was true.
Where was this, Dave?
07
Cook?
AFC playoff game.
Yes.
And Giselle was sitting with us in the box. So the Kraft family was like, oh, Giselle's here to, she's never seen Tom play. And she didn't really know football. She literally, during the game, was like, so why do they have to run with the ball this way? Had that very thick Brazilian accent.
Yes.
And then we all were ushered down to the locker room. And when I saw them see each other, and she kind of grabbed him by the arms, and they're looking at, they're almost the same height, but she's looking at him because, you know, he's bigger than life. It was like they were so beautiful. You know those moments in like a Disney movie where the camera just spins around the prince and princess?
And
I felt
bird.
Like I was just spinning around.
And the birds start flying like zippity-doo-dah.
It was unbelievable. You were like, oh, that's a power cut. I think I called my girlfriend right there and was like, we're done. We have nothing even close to what I'm experiencing here. I felt like voyeuristic, just standing there watching them love each other live.
All right. That was fun with Dane Cook back in the day. Can't wait till I have human beings back in here, Christopher, right?
I humans. Know, right? Just, I want to give someone a handshake.
I miss
a hug,
humans. Like, I shake just, hands.
Yeah. What do you mean you miss humans? You know how many times people in my life I come across, they're like, you know, you get to see people every day.
No, I mean, I do.
You know what I mean? So we see each other every day. Am I not a human?
No.
Am I not human? Do I not bleed, Mike?
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
Honestly, if I wasn't a human, could I do a read for Punky Brewster?
No.
The Peacock original that's free on Peacock? Could I do that? Could you actually ramp up the music?
No.
Could you do that if you were not human?
I might be a robot.
Punky Brewster's a human. Look, she's all grown up. She's now a mom. A Punky Brewster. Streaming now. Punky Brewster's free, a Peacock original right here on Peacock. There's no other way I could make the turn from Dane Cook to Punky Brewster. There's no other way I could do that. I only know one speed, basically, is what I'm saying. All right, back here on our Rich Eisen Show radio network, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Let's take Walter's phone call. Let's do that. You ready to take a phone call, guys? Let's take a phone call.
Walter.
Walter in Daytona Beach.
Walter.
What's up? What's up? What's up, Walter?
Not much. How you doing, boss?
What's going on?
I just got a question about the New York Giants.
Okay.
Okay, I know they need to get some offensive weapons for Daniel Jones. Do you think they'll go sign a wide receiver in free agency, or should they wait till the draft?
What do you think, Walter? I have no idea what Dave Gettleman's going to do. They got to get Saquon back. They got to protect Daniel Jones, don't you think? They got to get sitting there at 11.
They need Saquon healthy, and they need to protect Daniel Jones.
That's it, right? And then they cut Golden Tate. I don't think you go get a receiver at 11, do you? Unless one just drops out of the sky.
I'm thinking they should go after that receiver that's free agency from Detroit, Galladay or Galloway.
Yeah, dude.
Like
and thanks for the call, Walter. I appreciate that. Our poll question, Chris, hit it because I want to put my thumb on that scale right now.
Yeah, real quick. Daniel Jeremiah has the Giants taking Gregory Russo, edge rusher from Miami.
Didn't
11.
You cheat off him in science, Gregory Russo, Mike?
Yes.
Didn't you, Greg Russo?
He sat right next to me.
Greg Russo. Greggy. You used to call him Greggy, right?
Greggy.
Back in the day?
Little Greggy Russo.
He was a whiz in science.
Yeah.
You snuck a peek at his.
Yep.
In fifth grade, sixth grade, which grade was that with Gregory Russo?
I think it was sixth.
That's my evaluation of Greg Russo.
Nice.
Does Daniel Jeremiah have a more germane evaluation of Greg Russo?
Closed it out because we're getting to the poll question.
Okay,
By
the way, you have 19 tabs open. What are you closing
out? I have way more than 19.
It's insane how many tabs he has.
Looking at free agent wide receivers, guys, John Brown just got cut by Buffalo. He is not on this list, but which of these free agent wideouts would you want your team to sign? Kenny Galladay, Will Fuller, Juju Smith-Schuster, Antonio Brown.
Emmanuel Sanders also cut
by the Saints.
Dude,
Curtis Samuel and Corey Davis didn't make the list. Sorry, guys.
I'm going to take Kenny Golladay as the day is long. Where does he stand right now?
He's leading the way 53%.
Damn straight he is.
At the moment.
Damn straight he is. I don't know how much he's going to cost.
A lot.
This is not the year you want to be a free agent.
No.
I'm sorry. Next year when the cap goes way, way up, you know, knock on wood if you're with me, the pandemic subsides and, you know, there'll still be necessary testing that goes down, but hopefully everyone gets vaxxed and off we go.
Yeah, in a weird way, if you're a wideout or anybody, any free agent, you want to be franchise tagged.
I guess.
You can hit free agency next year.
Allen Robinson, baby. 16 million reasons to unfollow the Bears one more time.
We're back. He's back following the Bears.
Who's going to be his quarterback? Who is it going to be? Alex Smith.
I'm telling you.
That just reeks of the Bears are going to try and shoot their shot.
Is he better than Mitch?
He is. Oh, yeah. Dude, here's the deal for the Bears. This is the way I'm looking at it for the Bears, okay? The Bears have a front office that has somehow survived. And they got a head coach who was brought in to help Mitch. And then Mitch was dynamite. And Matt, he's coach of the year. And then they regress. And then suddenly Foles is brought in. And Mitch, when Mitch is, 3-1 or something like that? And then Foles plays 500 football, beats Tom Brady in front of the whole country.
That's true.
And then totally regresses, gets hurt, out, in comes Trubisky. And Trubisky plays much better than he ever has. Okay? So, Nagy's still there. Front office still there. But they kind of got to win right now, right? They got the defense to do it. So, you got to shoot your shot. You've got to. Let's try and see what the Texans will do. Slow play it. But, because I don't think anybody's going to jump on Alex Smith. Alex Smith could try and push the situation by saying, I'll go to Jacksonville. I don't think he's going to do that either. I kind of think this is such a wild, weird, non-normal, abnormal situation. That's a Young Frankenstein reference. Look it up. And I just think that there's going to be some really good veteran quarterbacks sitting around after the draft.
Oof, that's a tough spot to be in.
You don't want to be in that.
Nope.
But a lot of teams are going to be like, yeah, Alex, because if you're trying to fix your quarterback situation,
which a lot of teams are,
you're going to wait to see how Watson and Wilson play out, if there is any there, if there's any smoke or any fire or anything. And that may not be determined until the NFL draft. That may not be determined until April 28th, literally, night before the draft. Okay? And so you've got to play that out. You can't go and sign a veteran quarterback. You're not going to sign Fitzmagic. You're not going to sign Alex Smith. You're not going to sign even maybe Mitchell. I don't know. If you're saying I'm going to go for it, and then those teams will then, if they don't get what they want with Wilson or Watson, go into the draft. See how that plays. And if the Bears draft a first-round quarterback, right, it does, in a way, buy them some time with ownership. Hey, we just drafted this guy. You kept us. We showed some flash, some pop. Maybe the kid that comes in plays well enough that suddenly you've caught some fire and you make the playoffs, right? Maybe you then draft somebody and sign somebody veteran as the old backup, and that guy can actually try and win you some games right now. Alex Smith went 5-1 with the Washington football team and that defense. What do you think he'd do with the Bears? Come on now. Let's be honest.
Bears and Washington, though, feel like the same team to me.
But better running back? Yes? No.
Antonio Gibson's really good.
Okay, but Montgomery was a breakout.
They're kind of the same to me. Gibson's a little bit better receiver. Okay. Montgomery's a little bit better runner.
McLaurin better than Robinson? I know they can go higher, but they're close there.
But they're pretty even.
That team, he went 5-1 with that team. What can he do with the Chicago Bears?
Easier division in Washington.
I get it, but in the five games that they won, they beat the Dallas Cowboys on the Thanksgiving.
True.
Okay. And they also went into Pittsburgh and handed Pittsburgh their first loss of the year. All right. It wasn't that they were not feeding off the Giants. As a matter of fact, they lost the two games to the Giants before Alex Smith took the gig.
But it's not Minnesota, not Green Bay.
You could do a whole lot worse than Alex Smith, which is kind of the longer version of saying he's solid.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is why I think the Pats should stay away from Alex Smith. The Pats need to rebuild.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. So, a lot of questions about how Tom Brady does it, right? We wonder, how does he do it? How does he do it? We know that we know all about the TB12 system. We know about the avocado ice cream. We know all about the avocado
tequila.
And we know how he must actually adhere to the TB12 system, not only because he, you know, he looks like Tom Cruise, right, at age 44. And he makes George Blanda look like Wilford Brimley at age 48, right? When they're side by side. And then he wins Super Bowls. And he looks like he's won four Super Bowls in the last...
it's ridiculous,
since
man.
He's turned 37, it's insane.
It's ridiculous.
So we're all wondering, though, but I've never really seen the actual detailed process of, say, what he puts in his body, right?
Nope. Nobody knows.
TJ Jefferson, you put this on our Instagram feed today.
Yes, sir.
And I know you put it there because Susie saw it there. And she's like, you got to see this.
I'm glad she saw it.
Okay. It's a TikTok that Brady put out there. Did you find it on TikTok? Are you TikToking, unbeknownst to me? That's a yes.
Oh,
okay, very good. TJ Jefferson acting like a 12-year-old.
Come on.
Are you doing a dance? Are you dancing like on TikTok?
I am not TikTok, but I am a creeper. I creep on TikTok.
By the way, it's your job.
Yeah.
Not to creep.
I know what's... I need to be in touch with the kids and what's going on.
TJ, I'll take you.
So do I have a TikTok account? Yes. Have I ever posted anything? No.
It's okay. Own it. You just owned it. Own it.
Do I watch a lot of TikTok videos at 3 in the morning when I wake up in the middle of the night? Yeah, kind of.
Oh, well, now we're going. We're broaching the too much information situation.
TMI.
Well, we didn't get TMI with Brady. We got we got a ton of information though, because you posted it. This is from Tom Brady's got a TikTok account.
Tom Brady's got the TikTok
account. Why doesn't he? Why not?
Okay. Why wouldn't he?
Well, he's playing like a millennial. So all right, so roll it. Here it is.
All right, here's how I start my day in the off season. I hope we're all brushing for 2 minutes. Then it's TB12 spear time. Always roll my feet out first thing.
Oh.
Vitamins. Our new Protect's amazing. Smoothie time. Blueberries. TB12 protein. Pumpkin seeds. One banana. I don't eat the ends. Don't tell me. Electrolytes, obviously.
Mm.
Some chia seed. Almond butter. Hemp milk. And I brought the wrong mixer. Into the big blender.
Blend.
Problem solved. Gonna eat these once the cameras are off, though. Time to get ready. Always hard to pick an IWC. Going with the perpetual calendar
today. Watch.
Got some emails to send. Off to a meeting. My new Christopher Cruz clip-ons are out. Check them out. Jack has no interest in being in our video. Grab a coat. It's freezing in New York. Catch you guys later.
All right, so here's my observations right off the bat, okay? A few things right off the bat. One, he doesn't have a coat deal. Two...
I think he does, actually.
Well, you didn't mention the specific
code. He didn't
mention
it, but I think he does.
But,
down from the penthouse.
Oh, is that what?
Yeah.
Did you? I didn't notice that.
That's kind of what I did.
He doesn't look like, TB12 does not strike me as first floor Manhattan.
No, and he's not like middle.
Yeah, he's not next to the dentist that's on the first floor of whatever high rise is.
Right,
okay?
Right.
But what struck, a couple things also struck me. The smoothie looks really good.
Yeah, wow.
That looks
like
really
that.
Good, like that. And
I may try it.
Where it looks like it may not. You may not taste the pumpkin seeds or the chia. You don't taste chia seeds anyway.
No.
Doesn't like the ends of the banana.
Neither do I.
What do you got against the ends of the banana?
I cut them. I hate it.
What?
Gross. They're gross.
What? What are you talking about?
There's like a little knot.
There's a little nub on the end.
Yeah. I am anti-end banana. The bread, I'll go it. Banana? Nope.
Well, TB doesn't do the breads.
No, but, I mean, if I'm saying but, the ends of the bread.
Although he did say that he did point out those, like, what, crawlers or croissants or whatever, that's for later. I don't believe that for a second.
No, he said
but,
no. Well, they were in the house,
ends,
though.
The ends of the bananas. I was stunned about that because the ends of the bananas, it's like the left and right tackles of the banana. That's what protects you. You know what I mean?
Nope,
like they got
care.
Your back.
Hit me.
They got your back.
Hit me.
So, no. I mean, you know, oh, he shouted out. Oh, Don Bowie paused on the croissants. He shouted out the place in New York City. He's getting free, for the kids. And no, you give him a shout. I do that all the time. A place where I buy stuff for the kids and the family. I'll give a shout out.
You don't get
Michigan men like that. But that looks pretty good.
He's breaking off
now,
a little piece.
Now, if I have that, do you have a daily breakfast? Anybody else have a daily breakfast?
I do.
What do you have?
My egg whites. Really. I do my egg whites.
What do you do your egg whites? What do you scramble egg whites?
Egg whites with my Beyond Meat.
With meat?
Beyond meat.
Fake meat. I don't eat any real meat anymore. I'm done. I'm over.
Dude.
All vegan.
Is it plant-based?
And vegan cheese. I'm eating like TB12. What do you think?
What do you mean? Beyond meat. I don't want to know what's beyond meat.
No.
Mike, can't tell.
Can't tell, as Mooch would say.
That's what he can't tell. Right, exactly.
I walked 75,000 steps last week.
Do you have a daily breakfast?
I don't really have
TJ, do you have a daily breakfast?
I mean, on occasion, I'll go over to the cafeteria across the thoroughfare here and get, like, eggs.
Yeah, but they haven't been open for a year.
Oh, you didn't know this? You've been open this entire time.
Yeah.
Oh. There's two people. She didn't see us because we don't lift the blinds up anymore.
We don't see them.
Entire year, it was like Walking Dead finding another tribe somewhere. And you're like, people are alive.
By the way, did you notice TB12 rolling the ball underneath the foot?
I'm buying one of those. Hey, I've got problems with plantar fasciitis.
There you go.
You roll a ball.
Is that how
he gets? He's able to move around in the pocket.
Yeah,
can you talk about his lateral movements. The pocket, his shimmy, his shoulder shimmy.
Rolling the
look at him rolling
at
a
that
ball.
Watch. I'm buying one of these.
Vibrating pliability sphere. Little VPS.
Yeah. MD19
VPS.
Ball. I'm gonna start selling MD19 roller.
Del Tufo tried to put you on game a while back, Rich, and you guys laughed at him.
Well, now the TB12 rolls on his plantar fascia. Maybe I should
say
do that.
More.
I'm getting ready for my run.
He wins Super Bowls.
Maybe I should be rolling a little VPS in the morning, and then
there you go.
Right now I do a slice of Ezekiel bread toast.
Oh, I love that stuff.
Almond butter.
Yep.
So I'm already putting in a little bit. That's part of his
banana,
and then banana.
Yeah,
is the almond butter balls right here?
Absolutely, do the ends, the whole banana, the ends and everything, the nub and everything.
No, the ends. It's gross.
Why is it gross? It's part of the banana.
It's hard. It's not no. I don't like it.
No, don't like
it. I am with Tom. I'm liking Tom Brady more every day.
It's the left and right tackle of the banana. They've got you. It got your back, and you could see right in front.
Gross.
That's normally what you would have to do.
They're usually hard. There's something about. Ugh.
And by the way, just for clarification, Tom posted that yesterday. Not that it matters, but whatever.
I imagine he had it today too.
Yeah, it's not like
he's just got a different watch on today. I'm sure.
From the watch.
Throw it out on Twitter, man. Do you eat the ends of bananas? Yes or no?
Go for it. Yes or no?
Matt Rich Eisen.
There you go. Well done. I like that poll question better than anyone else. I bet you yes. Well, hold on a second. I bet you yes. Will out poll Kenny Golladay in the other poll. Right now, Kenny Galladay's got 53%.
Hit the retweet. 54% for Golladay.
Of which wide receiver, free agent wide receiver, would you want your team to sign?
Yep.
I bet you yes on the ends of the bananas out polls Kenny Golladay.
You do know the banana skin will shine a shoe.
What?
Why have you ever, were you ever shipwrecked?
What?
Like, what are you, like, why would you ever look at a banana peel
somewhere.
And say, I want to shine
read
a
that
shoe?
Somewhere. I've never done it, but supposedly that
it's
was,
like, what point are you down to buffing your shoe with a banana peel? Like, how desperate does someone for a shoe shine need to be?
By the way, you should see what comes up in Google when you type, does a banana peel?
All right.
Should we not
let's take a
that
break? We'll be back in a second. I'll hit the retweet on the poll question. We'll get ready for Jay Adonde. He'll be so proud that I'm using my Bedell School of Journalism degree to this degree. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
What is it like where you're back there? You know you're going to get it.
Yeah.
The 8 in the box or 9 in the box that you see knows you're going to get it.
Yeah.
And you know you're going to give it to them.
Yeah.
And they know you're going to give it to them. What is that like for you?
I just love the game. I love having the ball in my hands and I love making plays. And I don't know. It's just the game, man. Like that feeling. When everybody knows and they can't stop it, it's an indescribable feeling, man. And that's just speaking for like us as a team. And, you know, I just love the game.
Yeah, I know you're smiling. You're just smiling as you're saying this. It is just, it must be an amazing feeling.
It's a lot of fun.
To have that ability. Derrick Henry here on the Rich Eisen Show. Did you hear what Earl Thomas said before the divisional playoff game in Baltimore, saying that the Patriots didn't want to tackle you, but they were going to have a different
approach? Oh, yeah, I've seen it everywhere. Everybody was sending it to me. Everybody was showing it to me. Yeah, I've seen it everywhere.
Okay, so now, later on, you're in Baltimore. You get the ball. You're on the edge. Did you know that was Earl Thomas that was coming for you?
Definitely knew that was Earl Thomas.
Did you give him a second shove because it was Earl Thomas?
Yes.
I was wondering. Because you gave him one in the front, and you gave him one slightly unnecessary one in the back.
But what's so funny about that is I was so focused on giving him another shove that I ran myself out of bounds. So after some of the first time, he kind of turned around.
Yeah.
And I could have turned upfield, but I was so focused on this, like, giving him a shove that I ran myself out of bounds. But yeah, I definitely did that because of that.
So then the last question is, was it worth it to run yourself out of bounds?
I think it was, yeah.
Derrick Henry here on the Rich Eisen Show. Yes, I thought so too, that you were in the moment like, okay, I remember this. I see who's coming at me. And again, I love Earl Thomas. I think he's going to have a bust in the Hall of Fame one
day. Yeah, me too.
But,
yeah, me too.
But everybody's, you're an equal opportunity. Everybody gets some type runner.
Exactly.
YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show for all of our archived materials from all of our Super Bowls. Some great conversations, including one that we had with Dak at the Super Bowl this year. It was great to revisit it on our YouTube page in light of the conversation we had about him betting on himself. And if we get to talk to Dak in the next couple of weeks, we'll have to ask him if he did have that closeout conversation in Jerry Jones's office that DeMarcus Ware says Jerry Jones always has, with a votive candle and everything, just to kind of freak everybody out. Told him in that conversation, if you have that, if Jerry says to let's come to your office and I'm going to light the votive candle, that means I'm trying to close this deal without your agent in the room. That's what he basically said. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. Our NBA friends return tonight. Christopher, two games this evening.
Yeah, a couple games tonight.
Wizards, Grizz.
Ja Morant.
Spurs, Mavs.
Luka, two of the biggest young stars
That's
on display.
Right.
How's
Porzingis doing for your fantasy team? How's he doing?
You know, I haven't looked in a while. I'm in last place, so, you know.
I made the trade with a guy who's just like, he, every fantasy league has that guy in last place. He's like, yeah, I'm out.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm still
every
in. Don't get it twisted.
You just said I haven't looked at my team in a while.
Well, you know why that is, Rich?
Which just infuriates me
even more. Rich, you realize that the All-Star game was Sunday and there were no games until today, so I have not looked
in a while. There's been no games for 5 days.
There hasn't been a game for 5 games.
Excuse me.
So I haven't looked.
Christopher, I know you're not the Rich Eisen show stenographer. But you pay attention to the conversation, unlike Mike.
True.
And sometimes I look over at TJ and he's looking at his phone and he's like,
well,
one of those things.
Media.
I know. I don't. Or he's texting. It's like somebody having an Apple Watch. Like, you know, are you looking at the time or you're not paying attention to me because you're like scrolling through your emails? Like anybody, I've never anybody seen flick a finger on top of their watch face. I get it.
People now talk to the watches. It's
but you are mostly paying attention.
It's trippy.
I asked him, how's Porzingis doing for your team? He said, I haven't looked in a while.
Yeah, that's true.
Porzingis hasn't played in the last week.
I know.
How's he been doing for your team?
Well, do you know, for a while, Porzingis got sat down for a few games because they were looking to trade him. So,
but the Mavericks denied that. They said he was not on the market.
That's what they said, but he didn't play.
I'm also reading about, are you hearing that there's a movement to try and get Lonzo to Carolina, to Charlotte?
No way.
To get both balls on the same team? Have you heard, have you read that? I read that in a couple of spots.
I haven't, but that's really strange. Like,
they both play the same position.
Yeah, they're the same guy. Yeah, well, LaMelo's just a little bit better.
Lonzo did good.
Yeah. And LaMelo is out of his mind. I read that a couple of times on social media. I've read an article about it.
By the way, I'm not in last place
people
anymore.
Write stuff. That's what I told you to end the hour number one is don't pay attention to things you see on social media, even if it affects your psyche and your soul.
Mm-hmm.
But even when you lose, I win.
Yeah, I'm still just so pissed about that.
LaMelo's averaging trading. 16, 6, and 6. Michael Jordan even said he's been surprised at how good
Rookie
LaMelo
of the year, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And by the way, I'm not in last place anymore, just for the record.
Who is? Brother from another?
Brother from another.
DFA, DFL.
So I'm climbing, making my way to the top.
Oh,
big baller brand, we here to stay. That's my favorite one.
I can't wait for...
The Hornets are so fun to watch, though.
They are fun to watch.
They're really fun.
They're a fun team to watch, and we'll see if the Suns, you know, continue matriculating up the standings, and we'll see if the Sixers can stay in front now that my fantasy team member, Blake Griffin, is actually going to play basketball.
Exciting to see that. He's in a good spot.
Trade deadline's coming up in a couple of Wednesdays, which means Andre Drummond's going to have to play basketball at some point, right?
At some point, he will be back for your team. March 25th, trade deadline in the NBA.
He's sitting.
Cavs at 14-22, dead last in the Eastern Conference, but just 2.5 games out of the play-in tournament.
Yeah, those details got released today. It's really cool, actually.
What do you got for me over there?
So
Jay Adonde is about to join us at the top of hour number three. You know, Jay from around the horn and folks here in Los Angeles. We should ask him our question of is this a Laker town or a Dodger town?
He would know.
He's also an associate professor at the Medill School of Journalism at Northwestern University.
Where you went?
That's where I went. That's correct. He's a director of sports journalism there.
So the play-in tournament is really cool. It's the 7th through 10th seeds in each conference.
Yes.
It's going to take place May 18th. The 9 and 10 teams play each other.
Okay.
Winner advances. The 7-8 seeds play each other. 7th seed, whoever wins that game, automatically in. They're the 7th seed.
Okay.
The loser of that game plays the winner of the 9-10 game. Winner of that game, 8th seed.
I like it.
If you lose the 9-10 game, go home.
Out.
Yeah. If you win, you have got a shot to be the 8th seed against the winner of the 7-8.
Loser of the 7-8.
The loser of the 7-8. So if you lose 7-8,
you're still alive.
You just got to win the next game.
Right.
I like this.
So right now, Bulls-Pacers would play each other.
Bulls-Pacers play each other. Winner
plays plays the loser of the Hornets-Raptors.
Exactly.
And winner of Hornets-Raptors is the 7th seed.
Winner of Hornets-Raptors in.
Right.
Winner of Bulls-Pacers, loser of the 7-8 game.
Right.
They're the 8th seed.
And if you are, say, the Knicks, and you're the winner of the 9-10 game, right now they're 5, do you celebrate outside of Madison Square Garden?
Sure.
I looked at those security camera feeds outside of Penn Station, you know, online. look to see if there was any sort of celebration after Obi Toppin won the first round of the first half of the slam dunk contest.
No, no, there no.
No, I didn't see anybody out
there. Didn't see anybody out there. There's no MSG cam.
Hey, Obi Toppin advanced. Come on.
Used to be post office cam.
Come on.
Cam across the street.
So right now, the Warriors and Grizzlies would play each other, and the winner would play the loser of Spurs Mavericks. So tonight we're seeing a preview.
That's fun.
A little preview.
I love it.
All right. There you go. And there's the Pelicans and Thunder. Come on, Pelicans. Let's go.
Get it together.
Let's go. I got to see Lonzo. I got to see my the ball I didn't want to acquire in my fantasy trade. I got to see him.
Who's been playing great?
Oh, Lonzo did good.
No,
how?
I'm the Stephen A. in that conversation. Jay Adonde will join us coming up. He is the co-host of the podcast on the Dream Team tapes. We talked about it with Jack McCallum, who is his co-host last week's. Jay Adonde is going to join us coming up next. Chris Brockman's news update, who's getting cut, who's not. Lots going on in the NFL. That's coming up in hour number two here on the Rich Eisen Show. Where do we stand on the banana question, Chris? Words okay. I've never said to you with any sense of seriousness before. What do you got? No. By the way, Mike Del Tufo just talked into a microphone that was off.
Because I was doing something. Engineer. I didn't want you to hear me typing something.
I appreciate that, Mike.
Mike, Lisa Ann retweeted this. Do you eat the ends of bananas? Oh. Yes or no? I tagged Tom Brady. 52.8% no. 47.2% yes.
You guys want to hear a weird TJ story?
We are split.
Since I've been old enough to remember what I've eaten, which is, you know, like 10 years, let's just say 10 years old, I cannot remember ever peeling a banana and eating it.
You've never had a banana?
I've had a banana when I was younger. Like, my mom gave me a banana.
What do you got against bananas?
I just didn't like it.
What do you got against bananas?
So I just have
never. People don't like bananas because it's a texture thing.
Yeah. But I can do a banana smoothie, but like, I've just to sit there and peel and eat a banana.
So if we made the TB12 smoothie, say, tomorrow on the air. If we could get the accoutrement.
If we get the accoutrement, I'm trying.
You drink it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, great.
I'm looking for that fountain of youth.
I don't think it's a one smoothie and done thing.
Oh, you got to do more than that.
I think it's a lifestyle.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
Right.
So I got to give up pizza?
Watches and sunglasses not included.
Yeah, jackets.
Penthouse apartments. Not included.
Not included.
Not even the TB12 plant-based proteins included, I don't think.
The electrolytes, you know, he's a big electrolytes guy.
I want the TB12.
What is that? What is that electrolyte thing?
Electrolyte?
Yeah.
It's just a thing. It just helps your body.
Yeah, I do electrolyte water.
By the way, Rich,
I'm sorry.
I had hemp milk, too.
Oh.
And he brought the wrong blender.
I don't know. Hemp milk? So
that's what it
said. So it wasn't like 2%?
That is not 2%.
We're not going to be able to find all these ingredients by tomorrow.
Yes, you can.
Dude, you live in Los Angeles. You have your mind.
Trader Joe's and Whole Foods have it.
Hopefully, you got to go to Air One for all this stuff.
By the way, a pretty good watch company made a comment on our Instagram about they should be supplying his watches. And I was you should supply our watches. And they said, let's make a deal.
A special timepiece of the Rich Eisen Show.
Say this at the risk of being somewhat on the edge. And I know you like when I do that.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's my favorite.
A TJ Jefferson, Rich Eisen Show posting. Liked and commented by Carissa Thompson and Jane Slater is really what TJ Jefferson calls a home run.
Oh, yeah. He lives for that.
It's a grand slam, my friend.
It's a win.
Jay Adonde coming up in hour number three.